Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our word for today is fighters. As we talk about entrepreneurship, A to Z, fighters, those who go against the grain or the standard way of working. Instead, they prefer to fight and push on the accepted norms. Generally, they focus on being independent and decide when to work, who to work with, and what to wear. They prefer creating and overseeing their own ideal work culture. This is a very unique take, and I'll tell you, it's very contemporary to what is going on in the post-COVID workforce. COVID sent everyone home, and here we are. I'm recording this July 9th, 2023. There is still a big pushback about going back into the office. People have really gotten attached to the idea that they can be just as productive working from home. And I believe wholeheartedly there's a large number of people who can work from home. I actually worked from home before COVID. I worked 12 years from home before COVID. I worked for a company. My manager didn't even live in the same state. But there were parameters around, you know, working from home, the definition of working from home, the hours you work, the, you know, being responsive, having dedicated workspace. You couldn't have dogs and children coming in and out of your workspace. You really created an at-home work office. The new group, as a result of COVID, people got to work, and you might have the disruption of family and kids and dogs, and it was okay because we were in a forced situation. People didn't have the luxury of having home offices. You just had to work where you had to. And I literally had seen families where there were 2-3 people working in different spaces where there wasn't doors. You could overhear someone on a conference call for a whole different company, you know, husbands and wives, and then kids were doing homework all in these spaces. You know, not everyone, again, had home offices, and you know, everybody just was gathered around kitchen tables or dining room tables, and they made it work. But all that to say is, out of that, we do see people who really want to define what their work environment is like. And for some of that, that's working from home and being able to be casual and be relaxed and all of those things. And these people might be great workers. Now, keep this in mind. If everyone thought this way, and this is something that even some of the executives have said, what about the people who service the people who work from home? What if they felt they didn't want to leave home? You've got the people who, you know, work at the restaurants, who deliver the food to the restaurants to your home, because people work from home. They rely on, you know, delivery of food, like their lunches. Think about the people who have to, whether it's empty your trash or work in the grocery stores, even if you, you know, if, who deliver your groceries, your Uber Eats, and all of those different people that they have to go out. Not every industry has the luxury working from home. One of the biggest industries that has the luxury working from home is technology. One of our favorite STEM topics, technology. People can work from home. But by not going into the office, what has happened? It's impacted our economy, because around those office buildings are other small businesses, and including entrepreneurs that have businesses that rely on the people that come to work. Everything from the parking garage to the different restaurants in the area, from the dry cleaners to the coffee shops, these small and local businesses, coffee shops, and the various places, they need your dollars. They need to have that circulation. So in some cases, corporations want people to come to offices, come to office buildings, because you're helping support an economy. It's not just because your boss wants to micromanage you or needs to see you. You may be taking it as, you know, that's the reason why your boss wants you to come back to work, or the company wants you to come back to work. But the reality is that it also has an economic impact. And so a lot of very small businesses and local businesses and entrepreneurs have suffered. But I say all that to say, I'm not here one way or another for those who are fighting to work from home. Not passing judgment one way or another. But in the spirit, as we talk about being entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs need to make sure you're supporting other entrepreneurs. Make sure that you're supporting small businesses. Make sure you're supporting local businesses. Take the time to go out, find them, locate them, provide them with dollars. As you source for your product and your services, try to source and partner and collaborate with other small businesses, even just supporting them on social media. So as much as you are fighting for how you want to work, also have an appreciation for others who are also trying to make their living as small businesses in the service industry, and how much they were impacted by COVID and are trying to bounce back. And so any opportunity you have to support them, make sure you keep that in mind. Make sure that as you're fighting, it's not just from a selfish place. It's you have respect for others too, who are also trying to make their living just like you are. So keep that in mind. That was kind of, that's my message as we talk about fighting for a way of living and a quality of life and a work-life balance. Keep others in mind as well. Thanks. This is my message for this episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye.